Now, we were just talking about how sad it is that the Olympics has come to an end, but it's really the beginning of work if we're talking about legacy.
It is sad at one level. I've thoroughly enjoyed going to the athletics, for example, but it's really, really, really exciting to take advantage of all the enthusiasm that's been generated to do what we have been doing for quite a long time. Our motto is more people, more active, more often, and we really hope that the enthusiasm will help us to do that better.
Now, the real challenge begins now as well, doesn't it? Because you've got all this excitement, you've got, certainly you have the interest, but where do you take it from there? How do you make sure that everyone is in some way involved and that nobody loses out?
As mentioned, we're about encouraging grassroots sports, and we work very closely with the governing bodies of sport and the local sports clubs to ensure that they will be able to take advantage of the enthusiasm generated. But clubs don't run themselves. Clubs depend on volunteers, and we really do hope there are many, many games makers in Hertfordshire, and we hope that large numbers will volunteer in their local sports clubs. And secondly, what I really would like to see happening, we already have an extensive coach education program, but volunteers need coaching qualifications and other support to help them run their club. And if more money becomes available to help local clubs and help parents become coaches, that would be a real bonus, and that would help us to help them better.
And we're talking about a real demand here, aren't we? Because there's been a flood of inquiries. It's been very busy on your side, hasn't it?
Well, there have been inquiries in relation to sports, minority sports. And there are, for example, there are no handball clubs in the county. And there are only a few clubs in relation to some of the other minority sports. What we hope is that we're able to help set up new clubs in the activities which Hertfordshire hasn't got enough clubs for. In addition, we're hoping to support clubs able to take advantage of the increase in interest. And some of them haven't got a lot of capacity. So what we're hoping is to negotiate more facility time, more coaches, support them with maybe negotiating with the local authorities or the leisure centres to get more space to accommodate more kids and more teenagers.
You seem to be highlighting it is going to be less about money and funding, as many people have been worrying about, and more about working together as a community and the volunteering side of things coming together.
It's both, really. It's obviously about more volunteers, but volunteers need support, parents need support, facilities need funding in order to thrive. So coach education is expensive. It costs, quite a lot to become a level one coach. And so hopefully a little bit more funding will become available to support governing bodies and grassroots sports, but it also needs more volunteers and more enthusiasm and more working together at district and county level, the statutory bodies with the voluntary sector. And that working together will really realise all the potential there is.